So I was reading a book. I've been reading a lot of books lately. And I say reading a book. Most of it's audiobooks. But I found that Libby, the library app, lets you check out audiobooks and listen to them. That's just allowed me to digest a lot more books than I used to. You know, it's free. I don't know why anyone wouldn't be using that. Seneca. Famous Roman philosopher that I've always enjoyed his quotes. I've never really sat down though and read through like a lot of his works. Just finished a book. It was like a compilation of all Seneca's writings about death. And it was morbid. Like, I would not recommend anybody reading that book who's even had the slightest difficulty with mental health. Because what happened to Seneca is he, you know, this is during the same time period as Jesus, and the Roman Empire is pretty rough, pretty violent, and so living in the city of Rome, you're able to see a lot of death, you know, just the games and stuff that took place in the Colosseum. You know, there's a lot of death that happens right there, he became fascinated with suicide, and which was just an interesting place to be at, where he thought that suicide or death was the ultimate freedom to him, and that if you were brave enough to face your death, then you were then you had the courage to, you know, embrace your freedom, and no one could tell you what to do. And I think what happened was he saw a young boy. I don't know if he saw this or if he just heard this story, but there was a Spartan boy who was taken into slavery, and you know, the Spartans weren't much for being slaves. When asked to go get the chamber pot, you know, to go fetch something, you know, the chamber pot's kind of gross. But when he was asked to go fetch the chamber pot, he instead just stood up and screamed, "I will not be a slave." And he smashed his head, like crammed his head into a wall or a rock or something, and just completely engulfed his skull and died. And Seneca either heard that story or saw it take place. And then he couldn't help but respect the courage it took to face your mortality. And how it's true that boy is no longer a slave. And so that combination there kind of just, I think, sent him down a road, pretty dark road. But what was interesting is that altogether, just his life, I mean, his writing's really good. Anyone who wants to look at a study on grief and dying, then Seneca's a good read. But he's this, you know, Roman philosopher who is given the responsibility of raising up a young ruler, Nero, and during his course of studies and teachings, he gets kind of hung up on this whole suicide thing. And then when Nero is old enough to be an actual emperor and to be in charge, Nero turns pretty hideous. And, you know, maybe that some of that is the fault of the people who were around him when he was younger. But he turns pretty vile, and he makes people who, he imprisons his own people, like, you know, his nanny, you know, his babysitter, Seneca. He imprisons him at some point and says, you know, "I'm going to kill you, but you were such a fond believer in suicide. I'm going to give you the chance." And so Seneca actually had to make the choice to take his own life or to be tortured. And he did take his own life in the end. It's all kind of ironic, and dark, and it's just, you know, and it's sad too, because the things he doesn't really deal with in that concept is just the responsibility, your responsibility to others. Of course, in a city like Rome, where people are just, you know, so common that it's not a big deal, you don't you know, you lose people and you don't think it was anything was really lost because it was just overpopulated in that area. And they were bringing in more people all the time. And so, you know, it just, people became a commodity. But, and I kind of think it twisted your, you know, his perspective. I think still today it twists our perspective when we see too much humanity and we don't value life like we should. But, yeah, it's a dark read and I'm glad to get through it. But, and I've been enjoying a lot of other cool reads and books. I just don't have time to sit down and record and talk about them. But that was one that, it kind of haunted me reading through it. And I'm glad I'm in a position in life now where I could read it and it's okay. And it's not, you know, but if you're struggling with suicidal thoughts, it is not the read to read because he really glorifies it. And he's a big fan of euthanasia and all that kind of stuff. So, but, you know, I've always liked Seneca. He does handle the darkness well. And I think anyone who writes and composes thoughts about life, you know, the darkness is the thing to figure out. It's easy to tell a story about happily ever after and everything's rainbows, but when you have to deal with real trauma in life, you know, sometimes you got to dive into the darkness, look into the abyss for a little bit. And Seneca definitely did that. Anyways, take care. Bye.